It's Monday, November 24th, and with your 7am news, I am Leonard Witbier. The Communications Regulatory Authority has issued a reminder for broadcasters to adhere to long-standing election coverage rules as the election broadcast period ended this morning at 7. Kranz Mufaro Nesongano says broadcasters are barred from airing political adverts, campaign content, or party election broadcasts from now until polling concludes, adding that coverage may focus solely on voting progress and polling information, with results only permitted once polls close and the Electoral Commission releases official figures. He further noted that these regulations have been in force since 2018 and called for strict compliance. At the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa urged reforms for a fair global finance system, noting that high debt and costly capital are limiting inclusive growth in developing countries. She spoke as a special guest at the invitation of South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa.
If our financial architecture is not fit for purpose, we'll continue to see the pressure of a looming global debt crisis that intensified imbalance between developed and developing countries. We are not seeking for free money. We want a fair and equal financing opportunities.
Still on the G20, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says his country's presidency has sought to place Africa's growth and development at the heart of the G20's agenda. Ramaphosa closed the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg yesterday, the first to be held on the continent. The South African leader says the global group of 20 has demonstrated its ability to still come together in pursuit of a better world, concluding that the greatest opportunity for prosperity in the 21st century lies in Africa.
Harnessing that opportunity will require a rather strong partnership between Africa and the G20, and indeed between Africa and the rest of the world. Recognizing our interconnectedness as a global community of nations, we have called for an end to conflicts and for a just and comprehensive and lasting peace.
Meanwhile, World Bank President Ajay Banga says Africa is positioned to become the world's next major growth engine, driven by its vast resources and rapidly growing youth population. Speaking at the G20 Compact with Africa event in Nasrec in Johannesburg, Banga urged global leaders to invest in infrastructure, skills and private sector jobs, highlighting Africa's uncultivated arable land and transition minerals, stressing that development is a shared investment in global prosperity.
This next phase will focus on countries advancing reform and private sector opportunity by continued reforms to strengthen institutions, mobilize private capital to deliver jobs at scale. We want to help businesses to start to grow, to thrive. That reform ambition has to be led by the African governments. It is for African countries and leaders to seize the moment.
Internationally, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said it was shocking for Japan's leader to openly send a wrong signal concerning Taiwan. Tensions ignited after new Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi said this month that a Chinese attack on Taiwan threatening Japan's survival could trigger a military response, as our correspondent in Hong Kong, Laura Westbrook, reports.
This month, Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi suggested Tokyo could take military action if Beijing attacked Taiwan. China has also raised the issue with the UN, vowing to defend itself. Tokyo, meanwhile, dismissed as entirely baseless Beijing's claims that its Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, had shifted Japan's Taiwan policy. The G20 summit did little to ease tensions, with Takaichi and Chinese Premier Li Qiang keeping their distance from each other. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.